Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast review and overview of everything nerdy that happened in weeks in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So, spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Explicit content warning. There's a good chance we will be using curse words and whatnot, so if that's not your type of thing, go do one, mate.
You best turn over.
Yeah. Material may not be suitable for all listeners.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Lots of exciting things happening this week, guys.
Yes, sir.
We had Star Wars Celebration in Orlando.
Yep.
If you guys haven't been watching that content, I highly recommend you check some of it out because it is great. If you love Star Wars, you'll love it. And from that, we got our Last Jedi trailer,
yes,
which we did a reaction video to that will be posted online momentarily. So probably around the same time as this podcast. So if you're listening to this, go on YouTube and go to Nerdy Boys Reviews YouTube channel and watch it.
Yes. So with that announcement, any trailers that will be coming out, we'll be doing reaction videos on YouTube, trying to build our YouTube presence in some way or another. So we won't be talking about trailers on the podcast anymore, and we're just going to be doing strictly reaction videos.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to go watch those, we'll always direct you and let you know when we're doing the reaction videos on the podcast. So then that way you know that they're uploaded. Make sure that you guys go subscribe to us and enable the notifications tab so you can get notifications when we upload videos as well.
Yeah, and along that same line, the Thor Ragnarok trailer also debuted this past week, so there will be one to that as well.
Sick.
So,
and if you guys enjoy the content on YouTube, please make sure you guys leave a thumbs up.
Subscribe or, and stuff.
Yes, and comment in the section below on the YouTube video and let us know what you liked about it, what you didn't like. If you agree, disagree with us, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. So what's been going on with you lately?
Not much. Just a lot of work. Trying to plan for our moving out extravaganza kind of thing. It's been a little difficult. We've been having a hard time finding a place that either one has the availability for you, for units for rent, or just finding a place that will answer their phone.
Yeah.
Because me and Christian both work during most apartment complexes' hours of operations, and very few apartment complexes or, you know, like leasing companies of like realtors, like, are ever open on the weekend. So it's really been pretty difficult for us to find anything at the moment.
Yeah. Scott's been working on becoming the hero the city needs.
Yes, yes, yes. So yesterday was such a busy day, right?
Yeah.
So like I went and got like my car fixed because I got an email saying that there was a recall on my car. So I need to go get it checked out and make sure that I don't have that same problem. So we did that, and then we did a lot of running around, guys. A lot of running around. We went to like Dick's Sporting Goods because next weekend I'll be going camping from like Friday to like Monday. So that's also a warning for everyone that we won't be podcasting next week. So just so you know, you're not confused, you've been warned, etc., etc. But yeah, we went and got like camping stuff, and then we went to Joanne Fabrics eventually, and we were like looking for some cosplay stuff. Christian found these like little long cylinder like wooden sticks because I've been looking for arrows for my Green Arrow costume, but they're super expensive. Like,
yeah, we went to the gun store first.
Yeah, like we went to this like gun / archery store, and they want like, they only sell them like in bundles of 12, and they're like anywhere from like $70 to like $120 for the bundle, or they have like these like little like cheaper ones or whatever that were like came in like a pack of 4 or 6, but it was still like $60. So then we were like at Joanne Fabrics because Christian was looking to make his Black Bolt mask. So we're there, and then we found the little cylinder type wooden sticks. And you know, Christian's like, "Oh, you can make your own arrows." And I was like, "Look," and I was like, "Oh, I could." So then I bought like about like 14 of them, so I can do like trial and error. And then like I've been like doing like making like the end notch in the arrows, and I tried to fire one, and it kind of exploded on me. I posted that on Instagram, so if you guys want to check out our progress on our cosplaying props and materials and stuff, we'll be uploading pictures onto Instagram. So make sure you guys are following us on our social media, because that's just one good benefit of doing that. You get to see cool stuff like that.
Yeah, indeed. I was actually talking about your Fitbit, you know.
Oh, yes. I bought a Fitbit, guys. I'm super excited about it. Like, today, I haven't even done anything, apparently. See, I don't know, like, how accurate these things are, and it's a little concerning because, like, I want to get, like, an accurate
count. Yours says you walk more than me when we take the same walks.
Yeah, he was pretty jelly about that. Dude, I mean, it's just because I put in more work than you.
Swinging your arms around more than I was.
No, I think maybe because I have shorter legs, so I might actually be taking more steps than you.
Maybe.
You just, like, daddy long legged it the whole time.
I'm a damn tree.
Yeah, fucking, like, Middle Earth trees and shit. Yeah. Fucking.
I am an ant.
I am a tree.
Oh, yesterday we also went to these apartments that said they were open and then weren't open.
I've just been trying to do my Fitbit thing and trying to get in all my steps, get some better fitness in my life, and get ready for my hiking adventures for next weekend, because we're going to Yosemite to camp. Well, I'm going to Yosemite to camp. I tried to invite Christian, but he's not an outdoors person, per se. So he was like, nah, I'm not about that life, bro. And I was like, all right then, bruh.
Yeah.
So what's going on new with you other than, like, the moving stuff?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. All right. Good talk.
Yeah. Work sucks. And finding jobs sucks. And finding places to live suck. I've been reading The Silmarillion. That's exciting.
Oh, what is The Silmarillion? What is that? What is it? Let us know.
It is the Bible of Middle Earth, shall I say.
So it's like, you know, Tolkien's version of, like, Christianity for Middle Earth, essentially.
Yeah, it's not really Christianity, but it is, like, it is, you know, it is their like, I don't know, it's not really religion, but theology, I guess, you know? It's like the Iluvatar, and he created these people, well, not really people, but, like, these spiritual beings that then, you know, helped shape the world and create Arda, which is Earth, and things like that, and then the coming of the elves and the dwarves and the men. And
yeah, I can't wait till you're done with that, so then I can read it.
Yeah.
Should I say it?
Say what?
About your plan of the book, because I don't know if you could get in trouble for that.
I don't think I can get in trouble unless, like, I release it publicly and, like,
okay.
You know, but.
So yeah, he was like he's like recording, like, him reading it, and he's gonna, like, let me listen to it. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. I do terrible voices, so.
So, all right, we're gonna get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast. This week, all of our shows were off this week, so we have no shows to talk about.
Yeah.
But we were contacted by who?
Justin Phillips.
Justin Phillips. He's a co-owner of this company?
I think
I
don't
he's...
know.
He, no, Christian knows everything. You should be the one saying this.
All right. So, yeah, he contacted me, and he's writing a comic book called Kid Sherlock, and he wanted to send us samples to review. The books come out in June. I think June it starts. You can find it on Previews World. It's called Kid Sherlock. I did some research as well. He is a local guy. He's from Galt, California.
Oh, wow.
Close to here. Sacramento kind of area. So it'd be great if everybody could support him. We're going to be talking about the first issue of Kid Sherlock and maybe the next couple as well. If we have some time today, we just kind of didn't have much time for it. So we read the first issue. We'll be talking about that after we talk about our news and everything. So please stick around for that, because it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, we don't get very many opportunities to talk about comics, but we do love talking about them as well. So,
yeah. So we're going to get into our news, and then we'll get into that.
This is the MBR News, live from MBR Studios in Christian's bedroom. Christian, back to you.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome, dude.
First bit of news. Despite recent reports, Kathleen Kennedy says that Princess Leia will not appear in episode 9. So last week, Todd Fisher, the brother of late actress Carrie Fisher, said that maybe we would see her, or that he would like us to see her. But now it appears that we will not be getting Princess Leia in episode 9. Speaking with Good Morning America, Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy denied the report, saying that Todd Fisher was probably confused. She said, "We finished everything in 8, and Carrie is absolutely phenomenal in that movie," she told the outlet, "and we're so happy we were able to complete filming in the summer. Unfortunately, Carrie passed away at a time when we were well underway with episode 9 in our thoughts. We had not written a script yet, but we've regrouped. We started over again in January. Sadly, Carrie will not be in 9. Kennedy's comments are consistent with the statement they made earlier this year, pretty much saying the same thing. So, yeah.
Sick. So, like, what do you think about that? Like, what do you think about them not including her in any way?
I mean, I think it's fine. Like, I mean, I don't know. I think they just would want to do justice to her and feel like it's not their place to put her in a movie, you know, that she can't actually be in.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine. I think they'll do something intriguing with it. I wonder if they will actually just kill her off in 8, or say she passed away between 8 and 9, like during 9 or something.
That's exactly what I thought. Like, maybe like they're going to like refer to like her death in some way of like, you know, she died from like, you know, the events that happened to like Han Solo, you know? Like, she died from, like, heartbreak or something like that.
Yeah. I don't really see him doing that too much because, obviously, she is going to be there throughout 8. But we'll see what happens. You know, like, it could maybe be anything.
Maybe.
So, I'm excited for everything Star Wars right now. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Sick, dude. All right. So, we got some CW news coming up. Katrina Law is set to return to Arrow as Nissa Al Ghul and face off with Talia in the season finale.
Yay. Why don't you read that next one, too?
Oh, I like this name. Manu Bennett is set to return to Arrow for the finale to join the battle. On Twitter, Bennett says he will not be coming back for Arrow. Must be teammates.
Yeah, like he said, he's not coming back to face off with Arrow, but he's coming back to the show. So they're going to be teaming up probably.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple bits of Supergirl news. Tyler Hoechlin is set to return as Superman for the Supergirl season finale, which I'd hope he was returning as Superman because it'd be awkward if he was returning as someone else.
Right? Like, I mean, but I wonder what he's going to do.
Yeah. I do hope he doesn't overshadow too much, you know? But.
Right.
And then also, Calista Flockhart is set to return as Cat Grant for the final episodes of the season.
That's so super exciting. Like, because like she was so good when like the network while the show was like under the CBS network.
Yeah.
But now like the CW, they moved away from Cat Grant and like written her off basically. But we know that she still exists. But she's not like a season regular or anything like that, so I'm pretty excited to see what kind of goes on with that.
Yeah.
All right. Dolph Lundgren will play King Nerys of Aquatic Kingdom of Exebel, who claims Mera as his own and wants to kill Aquaman. Nerys' first appearance in the DC Comics universe was in Aquaman number 19, April 2013, by Jeff Johns. And Paul Pelletier. Ha-ha.
Yeah. So Dolph Lundgren, for you guys who might not know, played Constantine Kovar in Arrow, and now he's playing another evil bastard in the DC universe.
Yes.
Josh Brolin has been cast as Cable for Deadpool 2. He's also played Thanos in the MCU.
So what do you think about that? Like,
I think it's fine. I think it'll be great. Like, we haven't seen a lot of Thanos so far. Like, we've seen him, like, here and there, and, you know, he
like,
is...
I know, like, fans around the world right now are probably, like, a little upset because this guy was nowhere on anybody's, like, list for Cable. Like, I mean, there were so many more people out there that everyone wanted to play Cable. And, yeah, like, what do you think everybody's opinions could be on this? Like, I haven't read too much on, like, social media on it, so.
I know that Ryan Reynolds came out on Twitter. And he's like, what the fuck, Fox? But, like, it was, like, a joke, you know? Like, because Josh Brolin was in, like, some, like, fantasy show. And Ryan Reynolds was on Sabrina Teenage Witch, and he's like, they're in the same universe, like, or whatever. Like, it was, a joke, you know? But, yeah, I mean, I don't think there have been bad reactions to it. I think, like, people are genuinely or generally pretty okay with this decision. But, like you said, like, it was Michael Shannon, who played Zod, who was at the top. Brad Pitt was in the running. Stephen Lang, people were excited for.
Yeah,
you know,
I think Stephen Lang was maybe, like, one or two on the list for almost everybody, just because, like, the way, like, how, like, the resemblance they bear between each other.
Yeah.
All right, so in some other Marvel news, Shameik Moore is set to voice Miles Morales for animated Spider-Man.
Yeah. I have no idea who that is, but.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either, but, like, what do you think about that? Because everyone wanted Childish Gambino to play Miles Morales in live action.
He has voiced him in the cartoons as well.
Yeah, and so what do you think about them moving away from him, more or less? Like, do you think that affects, like, his chances in the future for a live action?
I wonder if they're I think his chances for a live action Miles are kind of far off anyway. One, because I don't think they're planning on doing live action Miles right now, and two, because he's already cast in Homecoming as a different character. So
right. Yeah, I guess that could be pretty confusing.
So maybe that's why they didn't pick him for this animated as well, is because he's playing this other character. They might not want to, like, get people confused because they have the same voice or whatever. You know?
Right, but, like, with, like, Spider-Man basically going to be reverting back to Sony, do you think Sony would take that chance in building, like, their own little universe with Miles Morales in it?
You'd hope that if they were going to do something separate from the MCU that they would go with Miles, but who knows with Sony at this point, you know?
Right. Like, I mean, you don't really know what they're going to do. And I think they're just being a little selfish. Like, they just want all this money and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't really care about, like, the fans and stuff. I feel like that's the frustrating part about, like, all these deals and stuff and who owns what rights and whatnot is, like,
we're the ones who get shafted.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're not the ones that have, like, waited years and years and years for, like, live adaptations to come and whatnot. They're just money hungry, like, corporates, you know?
Bureaucrats. Like,
exactly.
Jerk heads. So that is all the news.
Nothing better that came out of, like, the Star Wars.
There was a lot that came out, but not a whole lot that, like, we could talk about. You know, it's like Mark Hamill said and did a lot of nice things, but, like, not really newsworthy for, you know, Last Jedi or anything. Uh-huh. You know, like, the panels are cool to watch, but, like, we'll lose something if we're talking about them. You know, it's like, it's not the same. But you guys can watch all of Star Wars Celebration on YouTube. It's all been live streamed, and you'll be able to watch those videos. So you can watch, like, the 40 Years of Star Wars panel. You can watch the Last Jedi panel. You can watch C-3PO reading C-3PO's comic book. You know, all these exciting things that came out of there.
Any news of, like, any books coming out or, like, anything like that?
Yeah. Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Nobody gives a shit about that video game.
Okay, yeah, that's why I didn't pull that. There's a trailer out for it. Star Wars Rebels final season, there's a trailer for that. If you guys want to watch that. Not any books that I'm aware of, but when I was watching it, there was a comment that I know you would like. Someone commented on the 40 Years panel, when are we going to get a Darth Bane trilogy?
Right?
Movie trilogy.
What'd they say? What did they say?
They didn't say anything. It was just in a comment section. So, but, you know,
we
need that. And, you know, I got a little weepy watching it because it's very, you know, very nostalgic.
Shut up. You're just a weeping willow.
Yeah. But you guys can go watch all of that.
I seen a branch fall and I got weepy.
Well, they did, like, the Carrie Fisher tribute, you know, which was very sad. And Mark Hamill did his own personal one. And just go watch it, guys. Just watch it. All right.
Dude.
Yeah.
When were you born?
93.
Okay. Enough said. Knock it off.
I don't know what you're on about. All right. It doesn't matter when you're born.
Nah.
I mean, we all grew up with it. Well, I don't know about you, but I grew up with it. Always playing, so.
Yeah.
I went to the midnight showings of everything.
Sick.
All right.
I think that's all we got for news. We're going to talk about this Sherlock little comic booky book.
Yeah.
So, I got. So what do you think? I mean, of this like first issue, like overall, do you think it was good? Was it bad? Like, does it need work?
What'd you think about it? I liked it quite a bit, like as a form of like adaption for Sherlock Holmes. I mean, introducing this kid as Sherlock, John Watson was a dog, which is surprisingly, you know, applicable. Like,
Always get so far ahead of yourself.
Well, you're the one who asked me what I thought, so
I was asking if you thought it was good or not.
Okay, go ahead. Do your little thing, and then we'll get into it.
Well, we got to let the people know who, like, wrote it and who the inker and pencil is, who's the colorist. Jeez, this guy, he's just so eager. I think he really enjoyed it then. That's what that means. That's how you know Christian is, like, really into something, is if he just, like, runs with it, you know? That's how you know.
Yeah, I don't
so,
like
writing. So, the writer and letterer was Justin Phillips. The penciler and inker is Sean Gregory Miller. And the colorist was Leslie Adelansky, maybe? Yeah, sure. We'll say that.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
That's pretty close enough.
Yeah. So, the first issue is called The Smell.
The Smell.
Kid Sherlock, guys. Remember that title, Kid Sherlock.
Kid Sherlock. I think this comic does have a lot of potential and could be, like, could, like, make its way onto, like, comic book store shelves.
Yeah, there's a really nice integration of, like, the classic characters. Mrs. Hudson was the teacher.
Right.
The school name was Baker School, and that's, like, the Baker Street is where they live, or where Sherlock lives. Lestrade, right, was the principal?
Yes.
And I think he was the police captain in classic Sherlock Holmes. I'm not quite sure, but...
I believe so.
Yeah. I thought... Like I was saying, John Watson as a dog is strangely applicable. Like, just, you know.
Yeah, it was, like, interesting. It was, like, I don't know. Like, I thought, like I was, like, thinking about that. I was reading, like, the first couple pages. And I was, like, this is so strange, but it's, like, good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in it, and it says it's for all ages.
I do believe that.
Yeah,
I do believe that. That is definitely true.
And don't get it confused, guys. Like, think of Kid Sherlock. It's not just for kids. Like, I think adults and teens and everybody would enjoy it. Maybe more than children. Maybe get a little more out of it. I don't think the detective work was like too menial. Like, I think it was like it just shows like even at that young age, Sherlock is still like so far beyond everyone else.
Right.
And the way he thinks and observes and gathers things. So I thought like the detective work was kind of outside the box and classically observational.
Yes. I do believe this is like a great adaptation, and you can tell the people who, you know, the writer and creator of it, they obviously really do know their source material. You know, through all like, you know, just like hidden Easter eggs, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
Through, like, you know, what they're naming things and what characters are and stuff like things of those natures.
Kyle was a little shit in this book.
Yeah,
so.
I know, right? Like, no, like, I think it was a fun, it's a fun adaptation. And you know, I do think adults can read it, but I do think it's more geared for, like, younger readers as well. It very, like, reminiscent of, like, old cartoon type like mystery sort of thing.
Yeah, and it had that, you know, kind of karmic ending, like the, you know, justice was served at the end of this book, you know, and that was sure. Like one of the things that, you know, is a great theme, especially for kids to like learn, you know, is like what goes around comes around, you know.
Yeah,
kind of thing. So
like the art is just like, you know, your basic like cartoon sort of like art, really reminiscent of like Captain Underpants.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
it's like a mix between Captain Underpants and like some of like the early kind of Cartoon Network shows, like the Billy and Mandy show.
Yeah,
with like the Grim Reaper in it,
or
know?
Like even like had like hints of, I felt like John, you know, like Charlie Brown sort of vibe to it in a sense, like more a little bit updated version of that.
Yeah, it is very bright and colorful, and I think that I like that a lot for like this book, you know.
Yeah,
especially like with a lot of current adaptations of Sherlock Holmes, with the movies with Robert Downey Jr. and the TV show with Benedict Cumberbatch, are very dark toned kind of movies and television shows and kind of adaptions, and like this is very bright and like more fun, but like also, you know, just like very interesting. So
yeah, like I cannot wait to keep reading it, for sure, because I'm interested to see if there's like something like more to the story than just like, you know, a little one off like mysteries that they're trying to solve? Like, is it just going to be sort of like the Scooby-Doo sort of thing where it just goes like episode by episode sort of thing?
Yeah, episodic versus serial. You know?
Yeah,
like, is it
exactly. And like, I know like right now it's like a 4-part miniseries or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a miniseries or if that's just the first 4 issues they have written.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably is just the first 4 issues. And like, I could see like something like this, like if it really caught on and gained some traction and then like it grabbed the attention of like a network of some sort, this could definitely become like a TV show.
Yeah, I think so. And I hope like that that they get picked up by, they're on an indie comic label right now. Let me tell you what it is. But I'll also include a link to the previews, previews thing for it so that you guys can check it out and pre-order it if you want, or learn like what stores it's going to be in. But yeah, it's being put out by Action Lab Comics.
Yeah.
So you guys can look them up as well. But I mean, like, I think this is a book that could get on something like Image Comics, you know, like light, yeah. Like that kind of, like, Image is like really dark and mature, but like you can get on like the lighter side of Image, or like even Marvel could pick it up as like
right.
For kids kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, because there are like 4-kid type of labels out there. I can't think of any like right offhand, but anyways, I do think it is worth checking out if you guys, you know, have some spare time to check out an extra comic or something like that. It is very fun. It's like nothing at the moment too serious, and I do think it's just going to be like episodic. Like, you know, just going from, there's not going to be like any sort of like ongoing sort of storyline necessarily. It's just, you know, what's the mystery of the week sort of thing.
Yeah, and I think it will be ongoing, like, and I, you know, hopefully we get some interesting kind of Moriarty character.
Right.
You know, that would be cool. Or something like that. If you guys are interested at all in any kind of, and I know it's huge these days, so I know you guys are interested like in investigations or unsolved mysteries or whatever, and you like Sherlock Holmes and that kind of thing, I highly recommend buying this book. Read it to your kids if you want. Like, buy it for yourself and read it. It is really for all ages, and I really can't recommend it highly enough. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed reading it, and like, if you love Sherlock Holmes, you're gonna be like, oh, you know, you're gonna catch all this stuff, and it's gonna be a really exciting read for you.
Yeah, so. I would definitely have to agree with that. Definitely can't wait to get into the next issue for sure, and look forward to reviewing it. You know, I did really enjoy all the art. You know, I thought it was written very well. So I think that'll do it for us. Hopefully, maybe next week we can get into issue 2, see if there's any sort of growing story. You know, we can let you know. Let us know what you guys thought about us doing this little comic review. Did you guys enjoy listen to it or what?
Yeah, definitely let us know. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast if you haven't already. Telling your friends about us.
Yeah.
Write a review if you have some time. It all helps other people find us and join in with our conversations and everything. I'm sure Scott has already said it, but please do check out the website, and you know, you can learn some more things from us. The buy list is on hiatus, and there's a little note in there telling you that just can't really afford to buy comics right now with having to move out and stuff and trying to save money. So I haven't been buying anything, haven't been reading anything, but if I do, I will keep you updated on that.
Sweet. Make sure you guys are following us on all of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. As Christian just said, the website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Make sure you guys go follow and subscribe to us on YouTube, like youtube.com/nerdyboysreviews. Make sure you guys are enabling the notifications bell. That way,
ding, ding.
If you don't, you won't get notifications when we upload, and it's just an easier way that you guys can keep track of our YouTube as well. Because we do plan on growing our YouTube section, and you know, we're really excited to get into all that. If you guys do get a chance to check it out, make sure you guys leave a thumbs up if you guys enjoyed. Thumbs down if you didn't. If you didn't enjoy it, let us know why, though.
Yeah, definitely. All feedback helps. Also, guys, if you have time or if you're interested, send us something on Snapchat. You know, questions, like a video question or whatever. We can play it on our podcast. We'll answer it for you. That'd be something fun to do.
Yes, and if you're going to send us a question, please let us know what your name is and where you're listening from as well.
Yeah.
So that would be awesome. That way we can address it directly to you, and we love to know where people are listening from. I think it's so fascinating when, like, we're going over our own data through our statistics, and we can sort of see, like, where people are listening from in the world. So I always find that fascinating. So please be sure to include that.
Yeah. So I think that's all we have for you this week.
Yep.
We're going to depart now. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And as always, stay nerdy, boys.